Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Jack Aldrich is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Jack's a 14-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, one of the great futurists of our time, author of Foresight 2020, also Jump the Curve. What's the brand new book? Is Foresight 2020 the newest one?
The newest one, it will be out early in 2019. It's called Business as Unusual, The Big Aha.
And that's you're going to launch that on the show, right?
I am going to launch it. You will be the first one to get a copy, Jim, and I will publicly unveil it on your program.
Because we've launched all your others, and you'll break my heart if you don't let me do it, because we love having your new books on the show. So, folks, look forward to that coming up in a couple of months. Jack, you're helping us be a better CEO of our company by thinking like a futurist. And what's next?
Yeah, the next one is, as leaders, give yourself permission. I'm going to sum it up for you in seven words. Give up on answers. Stick with questions. And so we have to learn how to think in questions. Too often we miss the future because we have a perfect answer to the wrong question. Mm-hmm. And so as business leaders, you have to make sure you're asking the right question. But here are just a couple that I use to just keep me curious and creative is, what don't I know? Ask that question occasionally. Mm-hmm. If I don't know anything about blockchain, well, maybe that's something that I should be thinking about. What aren't I seeing? Who aren't I listening to? I mean, how are my customers changing? Are there small things that seem a little odd to you but could be hints to the future? But here's one of my favorites is, ever since we've been in kindergarten, we've been essentially being assessed on this question: how creative are you? And I want all your listeners to just take a second and, on a scale of 1 to 10, answer that question. How creative are you? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's an awful question. And using the exact same 4 words, there's a far better question. And that question is, how are you creative? Each and every one of us is creative in our own way. And as business leaders, we have to give ourselves time to think about how we're creative and how we can begin doing things mm-hmm. differently. And I think that questions are just such a powerful tool.
And when we answer that question about ourselves, if we have a hard time doing that, or if we don't have a lot of evidence, that might be, it's probably reveal to us that we might be a little hidebound. We might be a little stuck. Mm-hmm. We're behind a paradigm that's shifting, or maybe has already shifted. If you can't demonstrate examples of how creative you are, you probably are missing your advice earlier about this is the slowest rate of change we've ever seen. You can't live in this world without being creative, can you?
No, you absolutely cannot. You cannot. One other piece of advice I give to my business clients is take time to think the unthinkable. And here's the most unthinkable thing that we should all think about. It's 5 years in the future, and your business is out of business. Now, that might seem like a depressing question, but I urge my clients to regularly think about it, because what that will do is, it will force you to be candid about the real threats that your business faces. But ultimately, the conversation will change in a positive way to say, oh, okay, well, if my world and my business is under threat, but I want to survive, and mm-hmm. we all want to just not survive, we want to thrive, what are the new opportunities? How do I need to begin doing things differently? Is there a new product, a new service, a new market?
What if,
I can move into.
What's out there? What dinosaur asteroid is out there coming at me that I don't know about yet?
That is absolutely right. And trying to ask people, not just your employees and your customers, get outside of your regular circle. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we miss the future is because we like to hang around people who are like ourselves.
We've got to get outside your four walls, folks. There's no question. Jack, I've got to wrap it up. Absolutely. What a great visit you've had with us today. What a great report. Thanks for pushing our envelope and making us think. You always do. We always get smarter when you join us. Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen. JackAldrich.com is the website. Go there and check it out. You'll be smarter when you do. Jack, I'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.